Well, howdy people, Solo Man here. Now this could be a bit of a dodgy video, because I'm going to talk about something that's a bit of a taboo. Immigration and migrants.
You can't talk about that sort of thing here.
Why not?
I don't know, but you can't. So don't.
Alright, then I will. Thank you. I mean, it's not terrible words, migrants and immigrants. Christ, since beginning of time, people have moved from one continent to the other, which is a natural thing for the human population. And generally, it's a good thing. It does add diversity. Oh, there's that word. They love using that word. But the trouble is, they're sending far too many to the countries. They're trying to force multiculturalism. Take a look at Sweden. They let loads of immigrants in. Some of them took over some of their small towns. And that's not Sweden anymore. There was riots and cars burning and lots of other things going on. But you notice it's gone silent now. But it really hasn't. What it means is they block the media getting out about it. You see, when immigrants come to another country, they're supposed to try and assimilate into society. To get to know the culture. But a lot of the immigrants are coming in with so many, they're not bothering to do that at all. And they're not being told to either. Most of the governments that get the immigration in are too scared to upset them. But they don't mind upsetting the locals, you know, the real people that actually were born there. You might have heard about London and UK on the knife crimes there. And the mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has actually helped the situation get worse. You see, migrants come from a different country, which means that their society is different, their culture is different. And when you pile so many immigrants into one place, it just becomes that country. And if there was violence in their country, they'll bring the violence to that country they went to. And a lot of these countries don't like certain people, and they bring that with them as well. There's places in France that if you go there, they don't look like France at all. Places in Germany as well. Some of them, their whole town has been changed. I don't know, maybe it's just me, but when I lived in Thailand for quite some time, I tried to learn the culture, their society, what was deemed okay and what wasn't. I didn't try and bring my beliefs to their country. After all, I was a guest in their country. But because of the government's wokeness, these immigrants now feel entitled and seem to have far more rights than the people were born and bred in that country. There should be a law that if you move to another country, you have to take in their culture and accept the rules and regulations of society that they have. Canada also, even though it's a big country, has let many immigrants in. Far too many in one area. Which it doesn't seem Canada anymore in those places. They're destroying the culture of every country they go to because there's far too many. And probably that's the plan, I expect. And of course England, or the British Isles, is not really England or British anymore. The culture and the way society was many years ago, and I remember it, is not here anymore, I'm afraid. Maybe up in Scotland or even Wales. Every country, I believe, should keep its uniqueness it has. What's the point in travelling or going on holiday to a country or place that's exactly the same as the one you left? We are all becoming strangers in our own land. It seems that we are the ones that have to adapt, and not the immigrants. Something quite wrong with that, isn't there? So where do we go from here? Well, I know where I'm going. I'm going to the fridge. See you later, guys.